From the Financial Times in London, I'm Jonathan Moles, and this is FT News. The Silicon Valley mantra used to be drop out to start up, with business education seen as a bit of a waste of time. But these same tech companies have become today's multinationals, and MBAs are being seen as a lot more attractive. On the line with me to discuss this is David Morris at the Career Centre of London Business School. David, you've seen a growth in tech companies hiring your MBA graduates. What sort of companies are we talking about here?
We're really looking at some of the big players, including Amazon, Microsoft, the Googles, really the large international digital companies across the whole technology space. What we've seen over the last 5 years is a real upsurge in terms of technology and digital sector within London, especially with the sort of Silicon Roundabout, the startup community there, and you can argue across the UK as well. The support coming in from the government and Tech City UK. You're seeing a lot more startups coming through, but you're also seeing that support from the larger tech community as well. You're also seeing a number of organisations who are now opening up their European headquarters here within London. And as these offices are now maturing, you're seeing greater increase in terms of hiring. When in the past it might have been very much technology and the sales focus, they're now focusing more on other corporate roles. As they grow, the MBA background really suits those environments.
Is this about you organising more for a sort of entrepreneurial society?
I think there's definitely that. There's always been an interest within the entrepreneurial environment. It's definitely an area that we've seen is growing. So I think business schools are aware of that and are really trying to fulfill that need from the business world. We're definitely diversifying in terms of the sectors and the companies we're working with. We do a lot of work with the startup community and having students work with startups, be it those going through some of the incubators or accelerators or those who have been backed by some of the venture capital community, through to those that are moving in from international locations and developing their offices. We're definitely seeing that uptake in hiring and demand from those sectors.
After the financial crisis, a lot of business schools saw a decline in those students sort of coming through the investment banking industry. Are these jobs with the large tech firms replacing those sort of jobs MBA graduates would have gone into in banking?
I think what you found is, as some of the numbers might have gone down within some of the sectors, within technology, as it's grown, you're seeing some new MBA programs that have been launched, and some of the ones that are already in place have now expanded, taking more graduates into those roles. But also within the finance sector, one of the things you see with technology and digital, it crosses so many sectors. And especially in finance, you're seeing more people now going towards things such as fintech, which again covers a lot of finance areas. So where some of the students might have gone to some of the more traditional finance sectors, they're now going towards things like fintech.
David, thank you. If you enjoyed this podcast, you might like to listen to FT Startup Stories, in which you can hear me in conversation with successful entrepreneurs from around the world. Look out for the first episode in our new series from Monday, 29th of February, at ft.com/startup.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.